Welcome to the corner, King's Corner, where we learn and we grow and it shows. King's Corner. Hey, 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 y'all, and welcome back to the corner. Listen, it has been a while since we have all been here together, and I know you guys have missed me as much as I've missed y'all. And have so many questions like, where have you been? What have you been up to? What's going on? Why did you disappear and leave us hanging like that? I know. Now, one thing I knew for sure was that I wanted to come back by the summertime. However, I was having a hard time finding a topic that I felt was the best welcome back that also encapsulated and articulated how I feel and where I've been and, you know, what I've been up to and going through and all those things. But I typed out two different topics, and I was like, nah, that's not it. And then I finally got to this one. But I'm going to let you all know when I knew that this was the perfect topic. I knew this was the perfect topic when I get fortune cookies. If I like the fortune that's in them, I hide them random places. So whether that's a book bag or, you know, in a random shoe or a sock drawer or wherever. And then when I find them later, it's like a gentle reminder. And I'm like, wow, okay, yeah. So I was cleaning up and I found a fortune from a fortune cookie, and that fortune said, "You are a role model to others." And that is exactly when I knew that this topic was the perfect one. So let's get into it. Now, growing up, I would oftentimes be punished very differently, and it always seemed a lot harsher than, you know, others were, whether that was my cousins, my siblings. And y'all should know me well enough to know that when I feel like I'm being wronged or something is not fair, I am certainly going to speak up, right? Advocate first. But when I would address how I felt my punishment wasn't fair or it wasn't the same as my counterparts that committed the same wrongdoing, I would always be told the same thing. They would say, "It's because you are a role model and you set the tone or example. Had you not done it, they wouldn't have done it. Therefore, you are held to a much higher standard and a much more pretentious punishment." Now, even as mature as I thought I was, or seemed to be, this only resulted in me thinking and feeling one way my whole entire life. Y'all, I would always say I never, ever want to be a role model. Now, you know, when you add that ever after the never, that's how you know it's real, for sure. But I would always just really want to live my life for me and do what I wanted to do and go where I wanted to go without having to worry about who is watching or how they are impacted or even persuaded by my actions. I just wanted to live my life for me. And it's just so funny to me now because I realized that from a very young age, these things were set in place to set a precedent for the life that I was destined to live. Now, in many ways, the one thing that I was running from that I never, ever wanted to become, I had already unintentionally and authentically become. I firmly believe that I am not a role model because I sought out to be. I'm not a role model because I wanted to be. I am a role model because I was destined to be. See, the truth of the matter is, while I've always realized how much life lies in my voice, before this break, I didn't really know how much death lied in my silence. And that is exactly why this episode is called Never Shut Up. So as a child, I was so outgoing, so courageous. But what stood out to me most was the fact that I was always willing to be defiant for a really good cause. I was always both attentive and discerning, while also being charming and convincing. And I promise this isn't to brag or to toot my own horn. I'm going somewhere with this. So as the kids would say, let me cook. Now, oftentimes in class, I would be known as talkative. In some more negative tone ways or messages, I would be labeled as a class clown. However, what many didn't realize is that I wasn't talking just to talk and I wasn't goofing just to goof. And honestly, it was never even about putting the attention on myself. In fact, it was less about what the attention was on and more about what the attention was off of. Let me explain. See, many of my friends and classmates would confide in me when they had a hard day, in or out of school, and expect me to have an answer or a way to make their day better. Now, oftentimes in private, that meant hugs or advice or even offering a shoulder to cry on and even adding a few tears to the pile myself. However, publicly, the solution was talking and laughing or joking. See, I would be sent home with notes like, Marquise is so smart but talkative, or Marquise is a great student but tends to be a class clown. And no matter how many times I would be told to be quiet, I wouldn't listen. Not because I wanted to be disruptive or defiant, or even disrespectful, but because at a young age, I knew the power of my voice. I knew the purpose of my voice, and I knew the life that was in my voice. See, I feel crazy saying that now because somewhere between January and May, I felt that my voice had lost that power, lost that purpose, and even lost that life. So my preference was to just shut up, the one thing that I was always told to do. See, it's crazy how we can be so sure of who we are and what our purpose is, but life itself can cause us to lose the plot. Now, what I have discovered is that life will have me going through so much in my own mind that it debilitates me to the point where I am just shutting down and shutting up. See, I'll tell myself things like, I can't possibly have anything to say that people want or need to hear going through as much as I am. I can't possibly have anything to say that will help others out if I can't seem to get out myself. See, I'm still learning that the authenticity of my voice does not come solely in the fact of overcoming. It lies in the fact of relatability. By being able to say that this is how I feel, this is what I'm going through, this is what I am dealing with, this is where I am. So that those who are also going through the same thing, but too embarrassed to admit it, they feel seen and they know that they are not alone. See, Proverbs 18 and 21 says that life and death lie in the power of the tongue. And most people are quick to take that and say, be careful what you say, be careful what you say, be careful what you say. You know, that's why we have these manifestations and these affirmations. But today I want to take a step further and say, be careful what you don't say. Have you ever considered that? See, living life amidst all of its ups and downs and unexpected turns, while still living boldly and expressive with my love of Jesus and all he has done for me, has allowed so many people to tell me a few things that prove the power, the purpose, and the life of my voice. See, I'm often told that my hope gives others hope, or my faith has taught others to have faith, and that because I never gave up and because I never give up, neither have they. Now, what many don't know is when I say don't give up, it's because I really want to. And when I say keep the faith, it's because I feel like mine is slipping and sliding in so far from me. And when I say always have hope in your heart, it is because my heart and my hope feel like oil and water. They just are not. It's almost as if the enemy says, if I can just find one wrench to throw and shut him up, he will stop talking to himself and encouraging others at the same time. That said, it's a lot easier for me to talk about the battle from the side of victory. But what I've realized is that I can no longer afford to fight silently because so many people are fighting off of the power and the purpose and the life that's in my voice. So to all of you that hear my voice and feel that I am in the fight with you and that you are not alone, I am genuinely sorry. I'm sorry that I lost the sight of my own strength and the very strength that I strive to share with all of you. My hope with this message is that you not only forgive me, but you use it as a reminder to never, ever lose the sight of the power, the purpose, and the life in your own voice. It is always my goal to leave you with something meaningful and something memorable. So today, I want to say, never give up, never let up, and never shut up. I love you guys. Thanks. Till next time. Y'all, we have something to celebrate. We have hit 500 listeners. I mean, a whole 500. That means even in my absence, y'all have been doing your thing, talking about the podcast, sharing the podcast, re-listening to the podcast from a different device. Whatever you have been doing, I want to say thank you so much for believing in me and giving me the grace to be gone for so long, but still patiently waiting and anticipating my return. I thank you guys so much, and I really love y'all. I hope y'all have enjoyed this episode and it has touched you. And as always, share the podcast, re-listen to the podcast, talk to somebody, tell somebody about the podcast, and I hope you guys really, truly have a great week. Until the next time. Bye, y'all.